Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A former doctor from the Rhinelander area has pleaded guilty to a lesser charge in connection with his 20-month-old son's death. Trung Tran originally faced two felony charges of child abuse. His wife, Ellen Tran, was caring for the boy at the time he died, and she is currently serving a 15-year prison sentence. Trung Tran will spend 2 weeks in jail after pleading guilty to resisting or obstructing an officer. And Wausau police are continuing to ask the public's help in finding a man wanted in connection with a drive-by shooting incident on July 3rd. Captain Ben Graham says Maurice Bell, or J.B., should be considered armed and dangerous. He has ties to both Wausau and Chicago, so Graham says they're working with officials there. And he says in cases like this, they truly rely on the community to help catch a break.
So we have 78 sworn officers, and not every one of those officers is out there on the road, where we have 40,000 residents here in the city of Wausau who can be our eyes. And
Bell has been on the loose since the first weekend in July. In addition to his connection to the shooting incident, Graham says he's also wanted by the State Department of Corrections. Tips can be called in to either Crime Stoppers or Wausau PD. And a 55-year-old suspect from Curtis will face several felony charges for his involvement in an Abbotsford shooting last May. Dan Willison hit an officer with his vehicle while trying to drive away from the scene of an accident. The Marathon County District Attorney's Office has determined Officer Kyle Jolin was justified in his actions when he shot Willison. And four Wausau area teens are now charged in the beating of another teen with a baseball bat. Wausau police say the attack happened on July 1st. Two 15-year-olds, a 16-year-old, and a 17-year-old are all facing charges of assault with a dangerous weapon. The 17-year-old has been named as Michael Robsky, while the others are all in the youth court system. The unnamed victim remains in the hospital in critical condition. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she met with former Shopko employees this weekend and found they received little or no severance pay when the company went bankrupt this year. Former employees say they were promised back pay if they stayed with the company until the end. But Baldwin says Sun Capital, a private equity firm, took Shopko and its employees for granted. Baldwin says she's tired and frustrated of seeing private investment firms take these sorts of actions across the country. Shopko filed for bankruptcy in January, closing all of its stores and laying off 3,000 employees in Wisconsin. And thousands of people turned out for a send-off ceremony Sunday in Menominee, as some 400 members of the Wisconsin Army National Guard are being deployed to Afghanistan. Taylor Koenig's first deployment, it is his first, and he says he hasn't really had it sink in yet. Koenig says he's wanted to help and serve since he was a youngster and is excited to see what the mission might hold. The Red Arrow Brigade will train in Texas. From there, they will deploy to Afghanistan in the fall, planning to return next summer. The home where teenager Jamie Kloss was kidnapped after her parents were murdered is going to be sold. The three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home is listed on homepath.com. Jake Patterson abducted her after shooting her parents to death last October, and now he's in prison for life. The 13-year-old girl managed to break free after 88 days in captivity. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for sunny and very warm conditions, high around 87. Cloudy tonight, low 63. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 84. Rain chance tomorrow, 50%. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, low 67. And for Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88. Friday, it should be 91. And then by early next week, cooling back to around 79 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR, and call in your pledge of support for the news or Crossroads Cafe at 715-362-6000. I'm Ken Kroll.